So there's reason to celebrate with Cornwall Chamber of Commerce. 1977, it was the Queen's Silver Jubilee. We've just had her Gold Jubilee. But actually this year, I'd say, is on a par with all that. It's the 25th, the silver anniversary of the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce. And with me now is Kim Conchie from the Chamber. How are we going to celebrate this?
Well, we've got a series of events coming up, Matthew, actually. There's always the normal monthly big breakfast, which is the Chamber's main get-together of all its members. We're this year introducing lots of smaller events, so there will be sectoral things, there'll be events which are applicable to certain size of companies, and there'll be events around the county more. We're going out to more to sort of Launceston and Salt Ash, and Wadebridge have got events coming up as well, so really spreading right across Cornwall. And I think that's only right in this 25th anniversary that we do re-establish the fact that we are the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, that all businesses in all corners of the county are applicable to us and dear to us, and we want to make sure that the prosperity which we believe business can bring to Cornwall stretches to all corners of the county and to the Isles of Scilly.
And just to celebrate this, I think we're going to see a slightly titivated logo, aren't we?
We are. Titivated is the word. It's a silverised version of the normal Cornwall Chamber of Commerce logo with a little strap line about 25 years of making it easier to do business in Cornwall. And that will start appearing within the next fortnight or so on really everything we do this year, yes.
And then in May, there's the big event. Just tell me about what that big event is.
Well, I'm really excited about it. It's the Cornwall Business Fair, which we've been involved in organising for the last 5 years. We've taken a radical move this year, and it will be at the very swish Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre at Trelisk in Truro, which is a wonderful building. You literally enter from the city and you enter the sort of atrium and look out over fields the other side. There are two wonderful exhibition halls there. There is fantastic breakout space. There'll be lots of networking areas. There will be an export village because we're in conjunction with Export Cornwall, and there will be an apprenticeship village with some of the colleges and other providers of apprentices in the county. We're also linking up with Outset Cornwall, so there'll be a range of fantastic seminars to be announced shortly, but I've got some really top names hoping to come to Cornwall and do that in the Cornwall Business Fair, which, as I say, is 15th of May at the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre, and I think it'll be a real step up from where we've been in the past, which, as you know, Matthew's been the marquee down on Lemon Quay. Stands are available to book as from the 1st of February, when we've got the floor plan. We're a bit hesitant. I mean, you can express interest before that, but a week on Monday will be the date when we can actually say you can have slot number 1A or whatever it might be, because then we'll have the floor plan. So yes, we would love to hear from you, of course, if you've got a stand, or indeed if your aunt from America is a top-notch business speaker, of course. Yes, if your aunt is the chief executive of Google North America, we'd be pleased to hear from her as well as a speaker.
Right, that's all the good news. This is at the beginning of 2013. Some people saying the year will see a triple dip.
I think there's every danger that we're not going to get any better, let's put it that way. I think that in Cornwall, your average small business is now used over the last 5 years to operating in much tougher times. And one of the problems that we at the Chamber of Commerce have, and I think all the other providers of business services in Cornwall, is that when you talk to people, business owners, they say, my nose is to the grindstone, I haven't got time to interact at the moment. What I am urging you business owners to do is just take a moment in your week to put your head up, look around and see what's out there in terms of grants, mentoring, training, free of charge in many cases, and other business assistance to really help you move your business on. It's not taking it away from you. Training isn't a threat. Business advice isn't a threat. It's a real opportunity to take some advice. So I think it will be a tough year, but please let's all take advantage of what Cornwall's got to offer from both central government and convergence funding.
Kim Conchie, thank you very much.